This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Welcome. In the next 60 minutes, we bring you everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. Tonight, as Cup Final fever sweeps the North East, Don's boss Derek McInnes is determined not to have a Scottish Cup exit the week before that big game. We're with the team in moments. We'll take a look at the other Scottish quarterfinals, plus the Premiership and beyond, along with rugby and more before Stu on In Demand from 7. And there's your chance to be at the big game tomorrow. All the details are coming up. Stay with us.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1 with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
But first, as always, to Pataudry, Derek McInnes hugely aware of the buzz in the North East surrounding the forthcoming final, but determined not to take focus away from the game tomorrow.
Even last week there was a lot of cues, and I think it's something that we should all be really proud of and pleased about. You know, it just shows you the level of support that is out there, you know, and obviously it's a cup final and everybody wants to be part of that, and you know, but I think it's great for the players and myself and the staff to see that, very encouraging, and long may that continue. You know, it's my first cup final in a while, but we certainly don't want it to be our last, but you know, we've got to be pleased with know how busy the whole club is, you know, right across the board. Ticket office especially busy, but right across the board that everybody's busy, and there's a lot to do. And in the meantime, obviously we've got a Scottish Cup tie to deal with ourselves from the players' point of view, but we're really pleased with the response for the players, for the support. Am I surprised? Probably not. You know, I think people who have been in and around the club for a long time had anticipated 30,000 plus. So obviously, to go even above that and get to near 40,000 has been magnificent. So we're really pleased with that. We're well aware of the importance of it. You know, I think that, you know, in and around the city, everybody in and around the club, you know, everybody's obviously a lot of talk about the cup final, rightly so. But I said last week, you know, we're the professionals at the club. We've got to make sure the staff and players are complete focus on Dumbarton on Saturday, and that's exactly what will be the case. You know, quarter final of the Scottish Cup, a home tie. Yes, it's a tough game for us, but that opportunity doesn't come round too often either. So we've got to make sure that complete concentration on the job in hand, because you know Dumbarton are a good side, and the players are well aware of that, and we need to make sure that the importance of doing well in this cup and try to go all the way is there for each and every one of us. They've really kicked on this season. You know, they've been terrific. I've seen them a few times this season, and once of late since the cup tie. And you know, always been impressed by them. I think they've got good energy about them. They've got good work rate, good blend of youth and experience. But you can see that there's they've got a way of playing that they want to play and try to put that on the opposition. So all the opposition we've seen them against, that they've always tried to do that, and you know, they've done a great job there. They're in and around the playoff spots, which would be a fantastic story for them and a fantastic achievement. And they're certainly doing that job well at the minute.
Evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. Joining me as always, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway. A quick check back over the last weekend's game. Not much to say, is there? Good team sometimes win without hitting the best. Fatigue probably played a big part through that last week, but this time last year, we'd either have drawn that game or lost it, so take the 3 points and run, I guess, Dave.
Absolutely, and I think that is indicative of, you know, the manager has said on more than one occasion, we've found different ways to win games, and if you were St Johnstone, you must be pig sick last week, because they had the bulk of the play in the second half in particular, but we held out, and in the end we could have scored a second late on.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, we've won a lot of games this season because we've performed well. I wouldn't say that we won this one because of luck, but we had a fair touch of luck throughout the game, and we probably earned it at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I think we do earn the luck, and we ground the result out. There was quite a lot of battling performances The manager again admitted maybe he should have freshened the team up a bit more because the guys were looking a bit weary. All of that now gone after a full week off with no midweek game, which wasn't the case last week. And I think again the manager explained quite rightly that after so many games away from home on the road and then midweek game against Celtic, you know, perhaps it was just one game too far for some of the players. But as he says, plenty gas in the tank now with them, and a big game tomorrow. And nobody at the club is underestimating how important this game. You know, and it is easy to get caught up in the cup final, but that right now, that's all forgotten about till 4:45 tomorrow afternoon.
I'll be honest, if it comes down to it and we win ugly to make it to the semi-finals of the Scottish Cup against Dumbarton tomorrow, I'll take that as well, so long as we make it. In previous years, Dave, I would actually be dreading this game in previous years, and with good cause. I mean, someone mentioned Queen of the South this afternoon in the office, and I shuddered.
East Fife.
Okay, that's enough now. The point being,
Queen's Park.
And will you stop?
Sorry.
And I know teams have changed, personnel
Wraith
changed.
Rovers.
But what, I mean it. I don't know why you're laughing. We were all there.
I know.
But Dumbarton are fifth in the Championship. They fancy the chances of a good day out. I mean, Derek's right. There's no taking the foot off the gas. This needs to be professional. It needs to be clinical, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And as the manager said there, you know, Ian Murray has done a fantastic job at Dumbarton. He's really got them playing well as a unit. They've got some good youngsters. They've got some really good old heads that blend in well with the youngsters. And, you know, they've got nothing to lose. Nothing at all to lose. You know, nobody expects them to do anything. They're just going to go out and enjoy themselves.
Mm. A lot of talk of pressure on the Dons. Peter Pollitt doesn't think of it as a burden.
I don't think it should be pressure. I think we should just, you know, take it on as confidence, thinking that, you know, we should go in and, you know, win every game. And excuse me, that's kind of how, you know, that's how we're feeling at the minute. You know, I feel as though when we go on the pitch, we feel as though, you know, we can win this game. And I think maybe in previous seasons we've not had that kind of mentality. And, you know, now we've got that mentality, and, you know, every single time we step on the pitch, you know, we feel as though we should win.
A lot's been said, Peter, about the McInnes revolution, if you like. I mean, what do you make of the impact the manager's had since he arrived at the club?
Oh, as for me personally, it's been unbelievable for me, because, you know, the last few seasons has been difficult for me with injuries and, you know, maybe not playing as many games as I wanted to, so... No, he's given me the opportunity to go and prove myself, and, you know, the boys have really taken to him. A lot of the other lads are, you know, we can't speak, you know, highly of him. You know, he's so, you know, he's a great, you know, trainer, telling you what to do, putting his ideas across, and just off the pitch as well, going speaking to him, and he's a nice man.
And do you feel you're in the form of your career at the moment?
I think so, yeah. I think there's still more to come from me, and I feel that way myself. You know, I just want to, you know, continue keep my fitness at a good level, stay injury free, and just continue to put in some decent performances.
A Scotland cap would be nice as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course, yeah. that's yeah. Well, it would be nice, yeah.
Are you confident you can achieve that?
Well, if I keep, you know, doing all right on the pitch, I don't see why I can't, you know, push myself into the squad. You've seen Andrew Robertson got on last night, which is great for him. So it gives, you know, young lads in Scotland that incentive to go and, you know, achieve that.
Now, there's a difference between confidence in your ability and cockiness. No one likes a cocky so-and-so. But I'm really pleased to see a Peter Pollitt who's confident in his ability and where it can take him, because at times we thought that he might not ever realise a potential. It's great to see that he is. Got that goal of the round for the cup win over Celtic as well. He's got every right to have faith in his abilities. It probably speaks a volume for the management team as well that they've got that out of him, Dave.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've, you know, everybody at the club has seen Peter develop from a very young kid, and he always had something special. And I think that's why, and I've banged on this programme for years about, you know, the Peter Pollitt. It'd be great because he's got everything going for him, but he was injury. He seemed to injury prone, maybe lacking a wee bit of confidence. And I think you know, that loan move to St Johnstone has turned out to be such a blessing in disguise for him, because not only did he get regular football, he also hooked up with Kirky, Graham Kirk, and who just wee changes in his diet and all that. And, you know, lo and behold, he's now getting kicked about the pitches more than he's ever done before, and yet he's just bouncing back. And you know, he's, last week he came off after, and he was saying he felt fine after. It was just a slight tightness, but he's fine now as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. He did come off the little strain as he was sort of walking down towards the player tunnel, grabbing the inside of his leg, and I thought, oh, I hope this isn't too serious. Do you think it was more a precautionary measure than anything that
he just
was...
Well, I spoke to the guys afterwards, and he was saying he was fine. It was a tightness more than anything else. So just, you know, why take any chances? And again, the good thing is when you've got a bench that you look and think there's nobody there just making up numbers.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of options.
Cammy Smith came on. I thought he was really impressive.
Yep,
actually.
So did I.
Yeah. Aberdeen versus Dumbarton tomorrow afternoon in the quarterfinals of the Scottish Cup. Our team of Dave McDermott, Andrew Shiney, and Dave Galloway, again, they're in place to describe the action on Red TV. But nothing beats the big game atmosphere live. If you would like to be there, here's your chance right now. Get in the draw for a pair of tickets so you and a pal can go to the game on us. Here is your question. Who scored the only goal of the game last weekend against St Johnstone? Who scored the only goal last weekend against St Johnstone? Our number is Aberdeen 400 969 01 224 400 969. Good luck. More in the game in a moment.
North Sound 1, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie, Balmoor and across the Highland League. This is Friday Sport.
Just coming on 6:20 now. More on the game tomorrow in just a moment. But over the last couple of weeks, we've been making famous a guy called Frank from Strickland. Hi, Frank.
Hi there.
Now, the reason that you become famous, people ask me about this, the reason you become famous is because the Peter Pollitt baby song, which you can hear being sung in most nightclubs around Aberdeen of a weekend. The great thing about Peter Pollitt's name is that no matter how drunk you are, it still sounds the same. Yeah, holla, baby. The Peter Pollitt baby song is working its way not just around the terraces, but around Aberdeen and the northeast of Scotland. And you phoned in thinking that because Peter was such a strong player, not only did he deserve a chorus, he deserved an entire song. We had a verse from you and a chorus the last time. A verse and a chorus, please. It's a bit like X Factor. Now, you've written another verse, is that
right? We've got another verse, yep.
Right, well, you know, I mean, we've got time on our hands. We're on till 7, you may as well.
Okay. You ready?
Hang on. Wait until I record this. Right, here we go. Off you go.
He got sent down to Perth for a couple of months. He played in blue. But even then, you knew get straight back in the team. We never win the cup without you. Peter
Pollitt, baby. Peter Pollitt, yo. Peter Pollitt, baby. Peter Pollitt, whoa.
That's all right, Frank. It's not bad.
Yeah, well done, Frank.
Frank,
do you think before the end of next week, obviously before Sunday, we could get an entire song out of you?
Oh, I think so. I've got two other verses in progress.
Right, okay.
Work in progress. That's good.
Two other verses and a lot of time in his hands.
Absolutely.
Are you going to the final, Frank?
I tell you what, I could really do with the two tickets in the competition. So now we're four of us going down, and we've got two tickets sort of semi-secured, but we could really do with two more.
Right, well,
I think we're losing you, Frank.
We've lost that caller.
I was going to offer him a pre-match slot so that he could play the entire song, but never mind. Frank, we'll put you in the draw. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Frank. It's Stricken. It's Aberdeen versus Dumbarton tomorrow afternoon. Speaking here to Red TV's Mal Panton for North Sound 1's Friday Sport, the newly engaged Andrew Considine, enjoying one of the last few occasions where he'll be able to speak at length.
I think everyone would agree that the past couple of years we've struggled scoring goals, you know, but I feel everyone's chipping in now, you know, and the strikers have been fantastic, you know, and the midfielders, and I mean, I don't think Willow just scores too many, but I think when he does, he scores crackers, you know, so we take those. But the boys have been brilliant this year, you know, and long may it continue. Yeah.
But much of the success of the season has been built on the defence, and you know, obviously yourself included. You all seem to have a very good understanding, I mean, yourself and Mark especially. Is it just from playing together so much you get used to each other?
I think we've played together for a good few years, you know. We've known each other from playing with Scotland, you know. And I suppose it helps that we're I suppose it gives quite a good balance to the team, you know, that he's left-footed, I'm left-footed, you know, and you've got Russell right-footed, or Alan right-footed, and Shalem or Joe, you know, so it brings a good balance. I think you need that in the team, you know, a good balance. You know, we've got Johnny in front of myself, you know, who's got a good left foot as well, you know, so a good balance to the team helps a lot, you know. But I think, yeah, no, I mean, with the experience of Russell, Alan, Reynolds, you know, and even young Joe, you know, it's we've been solid, and also having Jamie behind us has helped a lot, you know. But, you know, you defend from the front, and the boys have been outstanding this year.
Congratulations to Andrew Constantine, who got engaged recently, and also not the only one.
Yeah, Simon, Nicky Lowe got himself hitched last weekend as well. So
congratulations. Hitched, engaged.
Engaged, yes.
Hitched comes afterwards.
It's a bit sudden.
I know, been a while.
It has been.
You knew what I meant.
Andrew Constantine there, talking up the front men. Mal made reference to it in that little chat. All the talk has been of the goals, the Rooneys, the screamers from Willow and Johnny and Peter Pollitt. Frank will be back on the phone. Stop. At the other end, we've mentioned Jimmy making an average at least one really classy save at pivotal moments in games, but just in front, that defence has been really miserly, thwarting opposition teams so they only get that one sniff at goal. And oddly, I don't think we've spoken of that as much, probably because more of the action's been at the other end, refreshingly. But the stats make the defence, for the defence, have been really good this season, haven't they?
Yeah, and tomorrow will be quite a test, because Dumbarton score a lot of goals, but they also concede a lot of goals. So it's, you know, be interesting to see how our front men get on against their defence, which is not exactly watertight in games gone by. But equally, they are capable, they will provide danger, and the defence will have to be at similar levels as to what we've been seeing, which has, as you say, John, been really, really impressive.
We've spoken about Dumbarton a little bit, Dave. Derek's watched them a few times. They're bossed by Ian Murray. Few names that we know in the book. It's a good blend of youth and experience, Derek says. All things considered, though, we should have enough to do this at home, cup final looming or not, shouldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I know that as we've touched on earlier in the programme, there have been cup upsets that we've been on the wrong side of. But, you know, it's all about what Aberdeen do tomorrow. Yeah, I do expect that Dumbarton will make life tough for Aberdeen. They're not just going to roll over and die. They'll put up a good fight. Like I said earlier, John, they've got nothing to lose, but really it's about what Aberdeen do, and if Aberdeen are anywhere near their best, they should win. It'd
be nice to have a game where the result was never really in doubt, wouldn't it? Comfortable at half-time, in the sunshine, singing songs. Wonder if it'll go that way. Before we ask the guys who they think Derek will start for the match, let me check in with you briefly in our weekly poll, because there is a final next week. I don't know if you've spotted that or not.
Is there?
Oh. I know what my answer to this would actually be, but would you rest anyone in advance of that final and leave them out or on the bench for tomorrow, Dave?
I don't think, I'll come to my team in a minute. I don't think it's a question of resting. I think it's a question of squad utilisation. And so I don't think...
another name for resting.
Well, but again, last week, Barry Robson was on the bench. Russell Anderson was on the bench. So, I don't call it resting. It's squad rotation.
Would you rest anyone ahead of that final?
I wouldn't know, because the players that I would have looked at maybe resting, because, you know, ages against them, rotating, yes. The likes of Anderson and Robson, because, you know, as Derek has alluded to a couple of times this season, you need to sometimes pick and choose the games that these two and some of the older players are involved in. So, no, not tomorrow. No, and not the cup final.
I think that he might start by leaving Russell on the bench again. I think he might. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it was me, I'd be inclined to stick them all on and then hopefully be able to take a couple off before the end of the game.
I would tend to do that,
This is how it's phrased in our poll on Aberdeen Mad. Should Derek McInnes rest key players against Dumbarton? Like this.
Yes, 36.7%. No, 63.3%.
Yeah. Mason 89 says, no, we've lost to worse teams than Dumbarton this season. Open brackets, Hearts twice. Close brackets. Stanfree FM, no, but be prepared to hook Pollitt, Hayes or Reynolds if the game looks won after 50 minutes.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that. Definitely.
Cove Creep makes this case. Yes, we have some players that are just too important to lose next week that have possibly looked a wee bit jaded recently. The thought of a Pollitt, Flood or Rooney being injured is a real concern. Judging by the Falkirk performance earlier in the season, players like Lowe, Smith and Vernon will be itching to show what they can do and maybe more motivated to go out and do the business. Some of the others should be kept on the bench should we need them. And finally for now, Don Tulladye says, I really don't think we can afford to rest anyone. Potential banana skin and defeat would seriously damage the confidence of players and fans alike for next week. Strongest lineup possible, please. Hopefully after an hour/two-goal lead, we can make changes and hold what we've got. If you'd like to get involved, then do. Our topics and polls are online about midweek onwards. In any given week, you'll find them at Aberdeen Mad and then hear some of your chat on the show at the weekend right here on North Someone's Friday Sport. We're previewing Aberdeen versus Dumbarton in the Scottish Cup tomorrow. Predicted Eric's time. These are the 11 men who our experts think will start for the Dons against... I can't say experts.
I was just going to say, you said that was straight face, but then you didn't.
Alleged experts.
Yeah, the Daves. Against Dumbarton tomorrow afternoon. Dave Vales, Dave McDermott, we'll start with you.
Okay, I'm going for Langfield, across the back, Shaughnessy, Anderson, Reynolds, Considine, then Jack, Flood, Smith and Hayes, McGinn and Rooney.
Langfield and goals, Logan, Anderson, Reynolds and Considine across the back, Jack and Flood in front, then McGinn, Pollitt and Hayes behind Rooney.
The one to watch, the man who you think might make the difference, the result for the Dons. Dave Galloway first this time.
Rooney for me, he's just been on fire since he's come to the club. Exactly what we need, and just the way he plays on the last defender and times these runs into the box, he must be an absolute nightmare to defend against. But when he's on your side, fantastic.
And Dave McDermott.
Now McGinn, who unbelievably has been getting a bit of stick from some of the fans.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe that.
Here's one of them.
No. that's not what I was going to say. I think having seen him at relatively close quarters from the touchline, I think Niall is perhaps suffering a little bit from a lack of confidence right now. And sometimes when he gets the ball, it looks like he's almost trying to get rid of it as soon as he possibly can. Don't give me the barrier signals with the folded arms, Dave. Just an opinion.
No, that's fine.
It's fine. It's wrong, but it's fine. I'm just saying, I thought he looked a little bit like he was trying to get rid of it as soon as he got past it last week. That's all.
I just think he's in a wider position. And
agreed.
And I think he hasn't had a goal since Inverness, hasn't had a goal since the turn of the year, but other players have been scoring. So, and again, I go back to the Celtic game where he made both the goals. Played for 70 odd minutes for Northern Ireland and Cyprus in midweek, came through that unscathed. So, it's more for the fact, because I think everybody knows everybody knows what a key player he is.
Absolutely.
And it would be great tomorrow if he turned on a real show where the doubters can all say,
Got that wrong.
I got that wrong.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to say Dave Mack got that right, are they?
No
one will ever give you that.
That is very true.
A scoreline for the match, Aberdeen versus Dumbarton. Dave Galloway.
I will go for Aberdeen 3, Dumbarton 0.
I was going to say 4-0.
You wait for the reaction now. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I was going to say 4-0, and I think it could be 4-0 if we get an early goal and settle us.
Uh-huh.
But I think equally, there's a good chance it might be 2-0.
Okay. I'd written down 3, but I said 3-0 last week, and look what happened. I'll just stick with 3. It's bound to come off sooner or later. You're not to one's Friday Sport. We'll look at the rest of the weekend matches in just a moment.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
To the other games, Premiership first, and a chance for Motherwell to close that gap between themselves and the Dons, whilst Aberdeen are in cup action. Stuart McCall's men travel to Hibs, where former Fir Park boss Terry Butcher awaits.
It's a great club, Motherwell. You know, a lot of people still work there that I knew and had on my staff. Fabulous club, and still want to beat them, and we certainly enjoyed beating them for Inverness in the past.
Is this a church? Where are we talking about? A football ground? The drum's too noisy.
What date is it? Wait a minute. We're in March, not April.
Is he serious? So, and the downside is that our lads who can't bring the drum to the game are not going to the game. It's incredible, that.
Stuart McCall talking about Hibs versus Motherwell, where the Motherwell fact that there is this drum, and I'll be honest with you, when they've had it at Pittodrie in the past, it's annoyed the Jesus out of me. But I would defend their right to take it wherever they want. If they're, you know.
No, personally, I would ban them. Really annoy me as well. Remember the Livingston drum? It used to really, especially if they were beating us.
4-0 at the time, yeah.
But on the other hand, if it creates a bit of atmosphere, you know, it's not like those blooming vuvuzelas in the South Africa World Cup. Now, that really was annoying.
You're right, that was annoying. People turned up and played football at Vuvuzela concerts. Who'd think? Anyway, so Hibs versus Motherwell, as far as that one's going to go, Dave.
I think Hibs are the honeymoon is most certainly over for Terry Butcher, and I think Motherwell will win this one. And even at an early stage, it's, you know, there's a wee, not pressure for his job, but a wee bit of pressure from the fans on Terry Butcher.
I think they'll let him get to... I mean, he's going to get to the end of the season,
obviously. Of course he is,
He'll be allowed to go into the market and then
I would
see how they
so.
Start
next season.
Next season
will be, hopefully, from Hibs' point of view, they'll be hoping he'll make some changes. But I think 2-1 to the visitors.
Major surgery in the summer, I think, to that squad.
One other Premiership match when Kilmarnock face Hearts, Gary Locke's men still battling away despite time running out.
Aye, that's got to be the aim, you know. Obviously, we can only take each game as it comes. You know, last week it was disappointing because we felt, you know, if we'd won that, we could have put a little bit of pressure on the teams above us. So certainly, you know, come this Saturday, you know, it's a game that we need to try and win.
I know, a little bit of pressure on the teams above us. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's Hearts this time round facing Kilmarnock away, Dave.
That's a really, really difficult one, isn't it? You've got to fancy Kilmarnock there. Kilmarnock by a couple of goals for me, 2-0.
In the Cup, the first quarterfinals on Saturday lunchtime when Raith Rovers meet St Johnstone. Raith's Grant Murray knows it's going to be tough.
We're under no illusions how hard Saturday's going to be against a very good St Johnstone side that have got, you know, cup experience of playing in semi-finals probably every other season or most seasons. So we're going to have to be at our best. And even if we are at our best, it might not be good enough on the day.
It might not be good enough on the day. St Johnstone boss Tommy Wright batting away, the attention being focused on Stevie May after he's failed to score a mini-crisis in the last four games.
Anybody that's scored 21 goals this season, he's been excellent all season. I think it's cheap shots from people that are trying to make a story out of nothing. Stevie May's been superb this season. He's still creating chances, he's getting shots off, and he's been excellent all season.
They put out Hibs in the last round. Will they be dancing in the streets of Raith tomorrow night? It's Raith versus St Johnstone, Dave Galloway.
Dancing in the streets of Raith. Yeah, I'm just laughing at that analogy. That was Jockey Wilson, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
When he won the darts in 82, I think. Anyway, we're off at a horrible tangent. Let's get back.
You are.
I can't see. I'm just talking nonsense like I normally do. Raith Rovers can't see them winning. I think St Johnstone will win by a couple of goals, 2-0 again.
Sunday's quarters see an all Premiership tie when Inverness host Dundee United. And so far as the Tannadice side go, Big Yogi loves everyone, down to the cleaner.
Jack is a lovely lad. His two assistants, Darren Jackson, Simon Donnelly, two real good guys. Had the privilege to play with all of them. And every time I see Jackie's team, they're getting better. I've seen them two or three times, and I feel Rankin's doing a great job. Armstrong, and then he's playing Dill off the striker. Shifty's back on for him.
When I say down to the cleaner, never mind. Also, United's Darren Jackson expecting an Inverness up for it after the 5-0 hammering away to Celtic in the league last weekend.
It's a hard game going up there. They're a good side. They're a hard side to play against. I always feel a team coming off a hammering, it's always harder, but it's what we do. We'll give them the respect, but it's what we do.
It's an interesting one. Inverness against Dundee United, Dave.
I wouldn't be surprised if this one goes to a replay. I'm going to go for 1-1, and from a purely selfish point of view, that wouldn't be a bad result for the Dons.
No, that'd be good. Anything that tires Inverness out?
A mind-sapping...
Yeah, well, they've also... And I do. They're not happy about it. They've got a league match on Wednesday night as well.
That is unfair, isn't it?
It's a shame. Yeah. You know, and not that we wish
ill
on them.
But it is unfair.
No, it is.
A couple of wee injuries to key personnel wouldn't go amiss. But
well, put it this way. If the boot was on the other foot and it was Aberdeen, we would be furious.
I would be absolutely livid.
That's what I was saying. If I was in,
but you're also hoping that a couple of them would get crocked in the midweek as well.
Wee injuries, I said, John.
But a little tweak.
Yeah, just if they've got a replay against Dundee United, which would take place just a few days after the cup final, that's something else for them to think about.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, Rangers take on Albion. The Rangers, Richard Foster.
It's a great chance, but I know more than most that, you know, you've got to concentrate in every game, and although they're in the lower league, you know, they'll be stiff opposition for us on Sunday, and they'll make it really difficult for us, and it's about getting through that game. The cup games are, you know, it's all about winning, and I think Albion have shown already this season that, you know, they've got a shock or two in them, so we'll need to be in our best form.
Albion's James Ward, we'd be delighted to see Ibrox again after Sunday, but only as a host stadium for the next round.
In terms of if we go on Sunday and win, it would be something which has never been achieved by the club. I mean, if it's 80 years to get to the quarterfinals, then we're talking a considerable more time since we've been in the semi-finals. But we'll just deal with what comes on Sunday before worrying about anything beyond that.
Alan McCoy is worried that he doesn't have the players to guarantee winning next year's championship, but should he be okay to ease past an Albion Rovers side that dunted Motherwell out?
They should be. I think they probably will be, but there's a bit of the romance of the cup is. I mean, I noticed that Mr. Ward has banned his players from taking any photographs on their mobiles at Ibrox.
Yes, you're there to work. You're not there
exactly.
to take
and I,
pictures.
And
you're
I
not
remember,
tourists.
I remember, in fact, actually, it turned out it was the Celtic game when we won 2-1 down in Steve Patterson's reign when we had a bunch of kids when they Prunty and Zdrilic scored.
Yes.
Some of our players were taking photographs on their mobiles. Early, maybe it wasn't that game. It was early. Either that, or it was early versions of photographs and mobiles. Did they have photo cameras and mobiles? I suppose they did then.
I think
anyway,
so. Just yep, about
so
anyway.
But again, I remember
having a senior moment.
No. Yeah, probably.
Just like I did earlier.
I remember thinking at the time that doesn't send a great message out when you see your players. You know, it's almost like we're here in a, you know, a wee.
Wonder if they did the
jolly,
same.
In,
wonder
yeah,
if they did the
but
same.
But then we won.
I wonder if they did the same in the Bernabeu.
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know. In Scotland...
Not in 1983.
No. It's Northern One's Friday Sport. We've got rugby and more football. It's first in a minute. With a full preview of the games elsewhere as we turn our attention to Balmour and Jim McAnally. Scotland's League 2 Peterhead opened up an 8-point gap at the top following Thursday night's 3-1 Balmour victory over second place Annan Athletic. And Jim McAnally's very much now in the driving seat, but the boss reckons there are plenty of reasons to be up for tomorrow's game against Elgin.
Well, I mean, apart from anything else, the motivation for their players is the fact that it's a derby game. They're not wanting us to roll up and be obviously the bigger team. And there's a lot of rivalry there. And I mean, I've sensed it since I came into the job at Peterhead. There's a lot of rivalry between the supporters, the board and whatever. And we know going up there on Saturday that they'll be really motivated for the game. They'll not want us coming into town as league leaders and playing as though we're the big timers and all the rest of it. So we know what to expect. We know that we'll be there in motivation, you know, even if, I mean, I think they've still got a slim chance of the playoffs, but their motivation will just be to try and to make sure that we don't win the league. And our motivation obviously is the opposite of that. But we're well aware that how tough a game it's going to be.
Just on 6:45 in the Highland League, leaders Brora hoping to keep their convincing form going following a 5-0 midweek thumping of Bucky Thistle. They're at home to Turriff United, swapping previous opponents for Martin come off a 3-0 victory against Turriff to face Bucky away. Boss Steve Patterson questioning the commitment of some of his squad on SHFL TV.
Just far too often we come up short in, you know, crunch games. I have to now basically put a lot of players on trial for now at the end of the season in terms of saying, do you want to be at the club, because I need to see better.
Cove Rangers take on fifth spot Devon Vale. Inverurie Locos hoping to go second if they can win away at Forest and Nairn fail to win at Hundley. In the remaining games, it's Fort William hosting Keith. Fraserburgh take on Rothes. Strathspey Thistle at Lossiemouth and Clach head north to meet Wick Academy in the juniors, Dave.
In the juniors, in the GA Engineering Inter-Regional Cup, quarter-final place up for grabs for Maud, but they have to get past Tayport away from home to do so. Other cup games, mcbookie.com, a Clemen Cup first round tie between Hermes and Ellen United at Unicorn Park. And at the same stage of the MTM Morrison Cup, it's Cruden Bay against Newmacher United. In the PMAC Group Super League, Bankery St Tiernan at home to Cooter, who lost for the first time last week. Dice, now leaders at the moment, are at home to Longside. Banks at E travel to FC Stonywood. It's Hull Russell United against Devonside. Stonehaven versus East End. In the First Division East, Bridge of Don Thistle at home to Colony Park. Fraserbury United entertain Buckenhaven Hearts. Lewes United travel to Glentanner, and Parkvale take on Sunnybank. First Division West, Dufftown versus Inverness City. Burghead Thistle go to Fochabers. Isle of Vale against Nairn St Ninian. Port Gordon Victoria take on Forest Thistle at Pinefield in Elgin. And finally, it's White Hills against Bucky Rovers.
You're on North Sun 1's Friday Sport. We're still to come ahead of In Demand at 7. We chat rugby and English football. Keep it North Sun 1's Friday Sport.
North Sound 1. This is Friday Sport with John Mellis, Dave McDermott and Dave Galloway.
In England, Chelsea have the chance to open up a 7-point gap at the top of the Premier League when they face Spurs at Stamford Bridge tomorrow. The leaders are the only team in the top four in league action this weekend due to the FA Cup. Elliot Cook reports for Northam 1's Friday Sport.
It's very much a case of seize the moment for Jose Mourinho's side. A victory against Tottenham would raise the pressure on their title rivals, and that's generally what happens at Stamford Bridge. You have to go back to 1990 for Tottenham's last victory at the home of their London rivals in the league. Spurs head coach Tim Sherwood says his team are ready to end that sorry statistic.
It's a chance for them to put themselves in the record books, and you know, we're confident that we can spring a surprise, because after all, it's going to be a surprise, isn't it? You know, if we beat Chelsea at the Bridge.
In the first game of the day, West Brom host Manchester United. The corresponding fixture last season ended in a 5-5 draw in Sir Alex Ferguson's last game in charge of United. Nobody would have predicted then the champions would have put up such a disappointing defence of their title. Ferguson's successor David Moyes this week wrote to the club's season ticket holders, telling them his players and staff are desperate to compensate for their recent performances.
The Manchester United supporters realise, you know, there's some changes taking place, and they understand that that their time will come again.
There'll be plenty of nerves and tension in the air in South Wales as the bottom two meet each other. Cardiff face Fulham, who currently prop up the table. Cardiff boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says it's a chance to gain a psychological boost in the fight to avoid relegation.
It's a great opportunity to kickstart the last 10, or this mini-season of 10 games. But of course, you've got to go to this game positive and attack it in the way that there's a chance to get 3 points and kickstart.
Crystal Palace, 3 points above the bottom three, are at home to Southampton, while Norwich, with manager Chris Hughton under pressure, host Stoke.
Rugby and Aberdeen Grammar went down 34-22 at home to Melrose last weekend. Tomorrow they're away to Curry in a 1:30 kickoff. Coach Kevin Wyness has this advice for the first 15.
Enjoy yourselves. You know, the bottom line is it's sport. They know that they have to win. But if they enjoy themselves, relax at the right times, focus at the right times, I think they'll come away with a victory. I say that every week because I would never go into any battle thinking I was going to lose personally. And I think that's rubbed off on the players. We just maybe haven't had the one or two breaks that other clubs have had this year. And sometimes we've been our own worst enemies. But at the same time, if the players go out there, play to their ability, they'll win.
Meanwhile, in the Six Nations, Scotland back at Murrayfield in a 5 o'clock kickoff against France. The earlier match sees Ireland host Italy. Then on Sunday, it's England against Wales. Now, just before we finish, a quick dip into the topic. And also, we're going to talk about Dave's bike. It's not really Dave's bike, but we'll tell you about it in a minute. This is really just a nosy to see where the 40,000 are coming from, given that we're usually missing at least 28 of them normally. Tenerife Red poses the simple question, Abdi Mad. Where are you travelling from to go to the League Cup final? Where are you travelling from to go to the League Cup final? Me, Tenerife, says Tenerife Red, somewhat unsurprisingly.
Nice.
YNW2 says, I travel from Houston to KL on the 16th, so I'll hopefully see the game on Red TV before I go to the airport. Yes. Lambride Led, I'm hoping I'm nay offshore, but if nay, I'll be Elgin via the Dean. Desert Dawn says, the deserts of Oman.
Oh, wow.
Joey 45, London/Essex, the disputed zone between the North Circular and the M25. Away for him, Dubai, along with about 20 others, flights have been booked for 3 months. Barrow Red says, Barrow in Furness. Jack Don replies, in all Furness, to you, mate, that's some distance to travel.
But at least has
the decency to apologise. Tamzarian says, South Korea, better flame and win. Live edit. Finally for now, Mason89 says, I'll be travelling over from Norway, undecided if it will be a sickie or a family funeral that I'll be phoning in.
South Korea, will they have hot dogs
Halftime? Tonight's competition for tickets to go to Pataudry for Aberdeen against Dumbarton. We asked who scored the only goal of the game against St Johnstone last weekend. It was the returning Ryan Jack. Well done tonight to Mike Duncan. We'll see you at the game. Now, Don's bike.
Ryan Jack posed for pictures of Stephen Glass's bike. It's still, the raffle's still going. £5 a time. You can win the bike, the most famous bike in AFC history. Plus, we're also, details coming out beginning of the week about a jersey that the winner will have custom made as well. So all you have to do is go on the afcheritage.org and follow instructions. But fabulous prize. AFC history, all money to youth development.
Okay, as far as our coverage for the weekend is concerned.
Jim is up at Cove. We're, of course, down at Pataudry. Andrew, Dave and myself over in Red TV bringing you full live coverage of the Dons
Come
against
on,
the Reds. Suns.